Happy holidays. This is it, the official launch of our Nightside Christmas party. Thank you again to Santa for stopping by, as he does every year. And I really love how many text messages we get from people saying that it really brings them back to when they were kids, and they absolutely love that hour, or back to when their kids were younger. You know, it's just such a beautiful hour. And thank you again to Santa for being great and joining us every single year. Now, this year, of course, our Nightside Christmas party not going to look the same as other years, but we thought we're not going to just ignore the fact that we do a Christmas party every year. So we're going to send out some invitations, and we'll let people know, you know, social distancing, masks required. We're not having people inside, obviously. Maybe we come to the door and talk to people. We thought we'll give it a try and see if anybody is free and if anybody wants to show up. So we're just kind of, you know, waiting and hanging out. Ben's here and Mark's here. And oh, wait a minute. Maybe we have our first guest. I'm not sure. Let me go and see. Again, we're going to be doing all the proper protocols and safety measures. Let's have a hang on one second here. Howard Levitt, of all people.
I'm so delighted.
Oh my goodness, hang on, we got to get you in out of that. I'm going to step back. Thank you for wearing your mask. I do appreciate it. We're going to keep our distance.
It helped me stay warm.
Yeah, for sure. So nice of you to stop by, especially since we just spoke last night. Howard Levitt, Levitt, Shake, Chaudhry & Swan, employment and labor lawyers. Thanks so much for stopping by, because you're such a great friend to the show, and we do really appreciate it.
Well, I love being on. It's always fun and scintillating. And you know what? These times, it's great to be invited to a party.
Isn't it so true?
You know,
it's so true.
Full stop. It's great to be invited to a party.
Aww,
so I'm game.
I'm so glad to hear that. Well, let's talk. I mean, we've been talking throughout the year, and of course, it's been a really crazy year. What's it been like for you looking back on 2020? A year ago, could you have imagined what this year would play out like, especially in terms of your business?
Look, it's dramatically, draconianly different in every possible respect. A year ago, I was racing from coast to coast every week. Sometimes I do three hearings in the same week in three different provinces. And it was wild. And then all of a sudden, everything canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's being done by Zoom. So now my email has doubled. I could simply stay in the office all day and field phone calls and have a full day of it. The lifestyle is dramatic, and clients actually find me. When they call me, I'm there, as opposed to a year ago when, well, he's in Calgary, he's in Vancouver, he's in Victoria, he's in Montreal, whatever. I think I might prefer it this way.
Is that right? Because I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, I know you were always crossing the country. We had you on from sitting on
everywhere.
A plane at times.
Everywhere. You know, it could have been a restaurant view, just telling you where the restaurants it was at from.
Yeah.
Everywhere from time to time, whenever you called me. And this year, of course, there's no restaurants open, so we do some takeouts. There's a takeout tonight from the Soho House. The takeout of drinks and food. And it was really quite good. But in any event, it's a whole different world now. And eating in a restaurant is very different from taking it out and recooking it and trying to create it.
But, you know, I'll tell you something. When restaurants were open before they closed down again, I think we may have gone once we walked through an indoor seating area to a patio, but you know, I'm going to be honest, the experience wasn't that as enjoyable for me as almost like waiting till we can get back to normal. Like, how did you find it?
Well, I had a meal at Aloe when they opened on Wellington for a little while, which was amazing. But short of that, I'm not going to embarrass any restaurant friend of mine by naming the restaurant.
Sure, yeah.
It was not the same experience. And,
yeah.
And the takeout was not the same experience. So you develop your home cooking talent. But beyond that, it wasn't the same. You know, restaurants are about conviviality and socialization, seeing friends and yucking up. And, well, you can't do that on a takeout.
Do you think, you know, you mentioned that in some ways maybe you prefer in terms of your lifestyle. Will you ever go back to being as on the go as you were? Do you think you'll find somewhere in the middle?
I don't think, look, I disagree with everybody, but I'm looking at history. history is there have been times where people have been working from homes, and AT&T, Bank of America, a whole number of Best Buy, a whole number of companies were working from home, and then they ask, when it's all over, the CFO of Google, what do you think about working from home? And he said one was too many. Like, nobody found it successful. Everybody went back to the office, even though they're saving on real estate. So I believe it's going to go back to the old days. Look, there's going to be a lot of pressure from employees who love it, but if the market stays the way it is now, or people are lucky to have a job, then they're not going to have that choice, and employers aren't going to be pressured and letting them work from home to keep them. So I think we're going to go back to the old days. That's not the common view, but that's my view.
Sure. But what about you personally, and with all of the travel you did? I'm wondering, because you said it's been kind of nice not having to be rushing everywhere all the time. Will you? Is it just a matter of time you will end up going back to that?
I think I am better when I'm not having a hearing every single bloody day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can focus on the hearing I'm on. I can have more time to prepare. I can have more time to cogitate. I wake up a little like worrying about stressing about some case. You can do that if you only have a case every 2 weeks. If you have a case every day of the week, every week of the year, you don't even have that time. So you're just not as effective. So I won't let myself go back to that pace, because I think it's better for my clients not to be at that pace. But will I be going back to Vancouver and Calgary and Edmonton, Montreal much of the time for cases? Yes.
Big change for your firm this year, rebranding Levitt, Shake, Chaudhry and Swan Employment and Labor Lawyers. We were lucky enough last night. We had you and we had Sunira Chaudhry on. I was just looking at the name of the law firm, and it's, and I know that for your email and that it's abbreviated to LSCS. Is that, how do you determine the order of names?
Well, Moniz is the most senior. And then Chaudhry and Swan were alphabetical. It was just simple as that.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the most senior, but after me, Mies is next. And then Sunira and Tatha are the same level, so we just did it alphabetically. But that's how we did it. Look, there's lots of people who are more senior than them at the law firm. And don't think that they're thinking, well, you know, what are my clients saying? This person is junior to me, is suddenly in the name of the firm, and I'm not.
Right.
It's a lot of politics in these things, and it's not an easy transformation. I had to do a lot of heavy lifting to convince the other lawyers not to bolt when that happened.
Interesting.
And we had a bit of bolting. When people saw it coming on a year and a half ago, people bolted. But I wasn't going to change my mind on who deserved to be in the name of the firm.
Well, it's a great change. And you know what? It's so natural now, like the flow. It doesn't take very long. But I think it's a great change. Your new website is fantastic. I can't tell you how much we appreciate your time over the past year, over the past number of years. Howard Levitt, it's so great to have you join us on the Christmas party. You were the first guest. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, particularly the first guest. No, I love it. I love my role with you.
Well, thank you. And I got called into action last Sunday on employment law. And anytime you need me, I'm there for you, Howard. Thank you.
Glad to have you. Have a wonderful Christmas, and to your viewers and listeners as well.
Thank you, Howard Levitt. Have a great holiday season, Howard. Levitt, Shake, Chaudhry and Swan Employment and Labor Lawyers. Howard is the top employment lawyer in Canada, and he's so kind to join us every week.